All sorts of goodies here. Hydration and phonation, intonation, projection, everything you need to know to read out loud and get yourself a better broadcast, podcast, and voice over voice. We're looking at the studio. Yeah, we've looked at your own internal workings so far, and now we're looking at the internal workings of a studio. Acoustics at the moment, microphones, headphones, and things like that coming over the next several weeks here. But today's episode, all about acoustics. What is in your studio space is important for your voice, because if your sound bounces around too much, it'll appear to be thin and kind of hollow rather than warm and natural. So consider how the room itself sounds. We're talking about acoustics. So the size of the room. Now, usually a smaller room is going to be easier to be less echoey and easier to sound treat than a larger one. A lower ceiling preferable to a higher one. But too small a room and it'll get hot, claustrophobic for any length of time, all affecting your stress levels and so your voice as well. And the shorter distance from your mouth to a hard surface off which your voice can bounce is smaller and so will affect the recording as well. So you want the room to be reasonably small but not too small. Kind of stands to reason, doesn't it? If your room is too big, it's going to be, well, first of all, a big job to sound treat. It's going to be expensive to do that, but also there's going to be much more of it to do because a larger space is going to, by definition, be echoey. But also you've got to be thinking about the layout of the room as well. Flat and straight-angled walls, floors and ceilings will make it easy for sound to bounce off them in a uniform way. It's what we call sound reflection, which is not what you want. Ideally, what you want is lots of different surfaces, like kind of window ledges or things like that. You want things on the wall. You want things around which the sound can move before it comes back to the microphone. You don't want your sound from your mouth bouncing off the walls and then coming back in a uniform way, in a uniform pattern, at a uniform speed, because it's that that causes the echo. If you've got various things on the walls, yeah, then the sound is going to be knocking around those before it comes back to the microphone and therefore lessen the chance of that kind of echo effect. Now, it's not an echo in as much as you would hear in a tunnel like that. It would just colour the voice slightly to make it, as I say, make it sound a little bit thin and a little bit kind of weedy. So, as well as what's the layout of the room, as I say, what's on the walls and the floors? Hard surfaces, as I say, lead to more wave bouncing, so avoid plain plastered walls, although hard walls from a brick of concrete are better than popular dry walls for stopping external noises getting in. Wooden floors and windows as well. You can add mass to the walls to reduce noise and vibrations getting in. You can seal gaps around windows. You can cover surfaces with soft and ideally heavy fabric, carpets, curtains, sofas and furniture covered with fabric work as absorbers as well. Yeah, we're looking for things which will, first of all, make the sound reverberate around and not come back to the microphone at a uniform speed, but also hopefully will absorb the sound in the first place, so it's not going to have a chance of coming back to the microphone. So breaking up naked wall surfaces, well, with anything really, pictures, shelves, furniture, curtains, sound absorbing panels. You can pay particular attention to corners where two walls or two walls and a ceiling connect. Things like cork, rubber, foam insulation are common methods of soundproofing that can be found at your local DIY store. And you can use foam rollers, you know, the kind of ones that they use for yoga and things like that, or for stretching and rolling out sore muscles. Yeah, you can get those yoga blocks to put in the corners. And you've got to kind of think a little bit strategically if you want to save money, because there are plenty of companies that will sell you sound absorbing pads and tiles for studios, But actually, if you think a little bit laterally, you can get things, as I say, like yoga mats, you can get things like yoga blocks, you can use those things, as I say, for stretching and rolling out sore muscles. You can just hang a heavy bit of fabric over something, which will be much, much cheaper than doing it inverted commas properly and professionally. So think laterally. And I'll tell you what I've got actually here. I'm looking at it right now, and that's one of those portable clothes hangers that you can get with the wheels on the bottom. And over that, I've got draped a large blanket, which is a sound-absorbing panel, to all intents and purposes, isn't it? And that works really, really well in this room. And also, looking over to the other side as well, I've got my washing. Yeah, my washing, which is drying on a clothes hanger here, a clothes airer. So obviously that is absorbing quite a lot of sound as well, because all of those different shapes and kind of materials of clothes, which I'm just feeling them actually, they are dry. I'm going to be doing ironing this afternoon. But something else which is breaking up that sound. So all sorts of things. Think laterally. The more irregular angles and shapes and rugged surfaces in your room, the greater the chance it'll be better able to diffuse your voice into the microphone. And the more sound absorbent material is in the room, within reason, the greater the chance of reducing the echo effect in that space as well. Yeah, there's a good reason why many people record in their walk-in wardrobe, because it's a small space with lots of clothes, and that makes it really good for that sound absorbing material and to kind of deaden the sound of your home studio. Tomorrow on the show, I've used these two terms a couple of times. What's the difference between soundproofing and sound treating? But look at that tomorrow as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.